Paper 7. Relation of the Eternal Sun to the Universe. The original Sun is ever concerned with the execution of the spiritual aspects of the Father's eternal purpose as it progressively unfolds in the phenomena of the evolving universes with their manifold groups of living beings. We do not fully comprehend this eternal plan, but the Paradise Sun undoubtedly does. The Son is like the Father in that He seeks to bestow everything possible of Himself upon His coordinate sons and upon their subordinate sons. And the Son shares the Father's self-distributive nature in the unstinted bestowal of Himself upon the Infinite Spirit, their conjoint executive. As the upholder of spirit realities, the second source and center is the eternal counterpoise of the Isle of Paradise, which so magnificently upholds all things material. Thus is the first source and center forever revealed in the material beauty of the exquisite patterns of the central isle, and in the spiritual values of the supernal personality of the Eternal Sun. The Eternal Sun is the actual upholder of the vast creation of spirit realities and spiritual beings. The spirit world is the habit, the personal conduct of the Sun, and the impersonal realities of spirit nature are always responsive to the will and purpose of the perfect personality of the Absolute Sun. The Son is not, however, personally responsible for the conduct of all spirit personalities. The will of the personal creature is relatively free and hence determines the actions of such volitional beings. Therefore, the free will spirit world is not always truly representative of the character of the Eternal Son, even as nature on Urantia is not truly revelatory of the perfection and immutability of paradise and deity. But no matter what may characterize the free will action of man or angel, the Son's eternal grasp of the universal gravity control of all spirit realities continues as absolute.